According to Herbert Smith Freehills, levels of merger and acquisition activity are increasing around the world, having dropped off significantly when the COVID-19 pandemic first hit. Joining me on the line to discuss some of the movement we are seeing in this space is partner at Herbert Smith Freehills, Rudolf du Plessis. Thanks so much, Rudolf, for your time this evening. So the landscape has fast shifted, and on the one hand, we've got those with capital to invest and the desire to expand. On the other, we've got those who have seen the impact of COVID-19 getting the better of them. So what's your sense of the kind of M&A activity the current climate is going to set off, if it hasn't already?
Good evening. Yes, I think the points you make are all absolutely correct. I think maybe the starting point is that what COVID and the lockdown, certainly what those have brought to the world economy, is uncertainty. And I think uncertainty will be with us for a while, so that will have an impact on transactions. You know, there will be uncertainty about whether or not there will be a second wave, whether or not there will be another lockdown, what would be the effects of the first lockdown, how will the economy recover, etc. But as you say, that brings with it the opportunity, and I think certainly we've seen increased levels in M&A activity. The first sort of set of transactions that we see are transactions that dropped off during the pandemic, and there are significant transactions that were either paused or cancelled prior to the pandemic, and some deal activity is starting to come back. There are a number of companies that are looking to dispose of assets to support their core businesses, companies that are not insolvent, so they're not in complete distress, but there is some distress, and they're looking to dispose of things. Obviously, there are then companies that are in real and proper distress, and that will certainly, I think, bring some activity to M&A transactions. Again, if you look at the sectors that will be relevant, I think certainly something like the healthcare sector that was obviously impacted upon by the pandemic.
Yeah.
Those are the sectors that I think we would certainly see some activity coming back into
Rudolf,
the market.
Does this necessarily mean that we're looking at a fire sale of assets when they do emerge? Because distress often equates to that, when businesses find themselves between a rock and a hard place.
I think necessarily there will be companies that will be in real trouble because of what happened to them during the lockdown and the effect that has had on the economy. But I don't think that is the case in all the M&A activity that we see. I think that there will be buyers, probably financial buyers, like private equity firms, will sit with some capital, and they will take the opportunity to buy some good assets. So I don't think that it would necessarily be fire sales, but there will certainly be certain companies that would be in real distress where there would be opportunity to for some buyers to make a good acquisition.
It's safe to assume, though, that there will definitely be a shift in focus in some aspects of the due diligence exercise, right? What are we potentially looking at on that front?
Yes, I think there will be increased scrutiny on any transaction, and the due diligence is obviously where a lot of those issues would come out. So the first impact would certainly be the impact of the pandemic on the business. So any due diligence exercise will definitely focus on those key areas in relation to, for example, supply chain risk and the impact that further waves of the pandemic or further lockdowns would have. So I think that's the first due diligence issue. The second one is ESG, environmental, social, and governance issues. I think even prior to the pandemic, we saw an increased scrutiny on ESG issues, because this is something that people are looking at when they buy something now. They want to make sure that they're buying a responsible business. But I think that is even more so after the pandemic. Another area of focus, I think, would be cyber and data risk, because I think that there's certainly been the pandemic has seen a rise in cybersecurity and data privacy issues. So I think that's certainly something that people would look at.
Absolutely.
And I think the last thing that we see is that companies that have drawn on government support in countries where that is available, that would also be a part of the due diligence to have a look at that and the impact of the government support or the potential for government support in the future.
It'll certainly be interesting to see what this potentially means for timelines as far as concluding deals is concerned as well. But for now, Rudolf, let's leave it there. Thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. That, of course, Rudolf du Plessis from Herbert Smith Freehills.